Sunrise on May 2nd, Robert E. Lee seized the initiative with a risky maneuver. While feisty Jubal Early and his division of 12,400 rebels held in check timid John Sedgwick and his Union Corps south of Fredericksburg, and while about 15,000 rebels confronted Hooker's main force at Chancellorsville, Lee sent Stonewall Jackson and 30,000 men on a circuitous 12-mile route through the Wilderness's thick woods to swing around west and attack Hooker on his right. Hooker discovered the maneuver. Buffeted by stiff winds, Lowe's aeronauts in balloons had difficulty viewing any of Jackson's flanking march, but Federal lookouts, peering through telescopes from treetops at the edge of a clearing called Hazel Grove, a mile southwest of Chancellorsville, spotted Confederates marching across an opening in the woods to the south. Hooker warned General Oliver Otis Howard on his extreme right to be prepared for a flank attack on his 11th Corps. But then Hooker had a second thought, which proved disastrous. He assumed Jackson's movement meant Lee was fleeing south, and he failed to prepare for the blow about to hammer him. Lee was not retreating. Late afternoon that day, Jackson's three divisions, with bugles blaring and men screaming rebel yells at the top of their lungs, stormed into the 11th Corps on Hooker's right, sending Uh-Oh Howard, as he came to be called afterward, and the Federals reeling east toward a defensive line near Chancellorsville. It was a brilliant gambit for Lee, marred only by a strategically critical case of friendly fire that night. Jackson was accidentally shot in the right hand, left forearm, and upper left arm by his own men. His left arm had to be amputated just below the shoulder, and he died 8 days later of pneumonia complications from the wounds. Lee lamented that he had lost his right arm. Meanwhile, the question of whether Hood's and Pickett's divisions had been ordered back to Fredericksburg continued to haunt Butterfield, Sharp, and Babcock. Some rebel deserters rounded up on May 2nd and the next day said they could arrive at any time. Other intelligence contradicted the claim. Sharp peppered Babcock with requests for any information he had on the two divisions, but Babcock could offer back only a muddled picture. By May 3rd, his interrogation team had interviewed 824 rebel prisoners or deserters and found that not a single one of them belonged to Hood's or Pickett's division.